Day 6. The children rode in the large carts and had the greatest joy that they had ever had because they never expected to get them. Shariputta, what do you think of this? Do you think that the rich man was guilty of falsehood when he gave his children the large carts of treasures? Shariputta said, no, world-honored one. He saved his children from the fire and caused them to survive. Even if he had not given them anything, he should not have been accused of falsehood because the children should be considered to have already been given the toys they had wished to have when they survived. He saved them from the burning house with this expedient, world-honored one. Even if he had not given them the smallest cart, he should not have been accused of falsehood because he thought at first, I shall cause them to get out with an expedient. Because of this, he should not be Needless to say, he was not guilty of a falsehood when he remembered his immeasurable wealth and given the large carts in order to benefit them. The Buddha said to Shariputta, so it is, so it is. It is just as you say, Shariputta. The same can be said of me. I thought, I am the father of the world. I eliminated fear, despondency, grief, ignorance, and darkness. I obtained immeasurable insights, powers, and fearlessness. I have great supernatural powers, the power of wisdom, the paramita of expedience, the paramita of wisdom, great compassion, and great loving kindness. I am not tired of seeking good things or of benefiting all living beings. I have appeared in the triple world, which can be likened to a rotten and burning house, in order to save all living beings from the fires of birth, old age, disease, death, grief, sorrow, suffering, lamentations, stupidity, darkness, and the three poisons, to teach all living beings and to cause them to attain Anicca Sambuddhi. I see that all living beings are burned by the fires of birth, old age, disease, death, grief, sorrow, suffering, and lamentation. They undergo various sufferings because they have the five desires and the desire for gain. Because they have attachments and pursuits, they have many sufferings in their present existence and will suffer in hell or in the world of animals or in the world of hungry spirits in their future lives. Even when they are reborn in the heaven or in the world of humans, they will still have many sufferings such as poverty or parting from their loved ones or meeting with those whom they hate. Notwithstanding all of this, however, they are playing joyfully. They are not conscious of the sufferings. They are not frightened by the sufferings or afraid of them. They do not dislike them or try to get rid of them. They are running about this burning house of the triple world and do not mind even when they undergo great sufferings. Shariputta, seeing all this, I thought, I am the father of all living beings. I will eliminate their sufferings, give them the pleasure of immeasurable wisdom of the Buddha, and cause them to enjoy it. Shariputta, I also thought, if I extol my insight, powers, and fearlessness in the presence of those living beings only by my supernatural powers and by the power of my wisdom, that is to say, without any expedient, they will not be saved because they have not yet been saved from birth, old age, disease, death, grief, sorrow, suffering, and lamentation, but are burning up in the burning house of the triple world. How can they understand the wisdom of the Buddha? Shariputta, the rich man, did not save his children by his muscular power, although he was strong enough. He saved them from the burning house with a skillful expedient and later gave them each a large cart of treasures. In the same manner, I save all living beings from the burning house of the triple world, not by my powers or fearlessness, but with skillful expedient. I expounded the teaching of the three vehicles, the Shravaka vehicle, the Pratika Buddha vehicle, and the Buddha vehicle as an expedient. I said, do not wish to live in the burning house of the triple world. Do not crave for inferior forms, sounds, smells, taste, or things tangible. If you cling to them and crave for them, you will be burned by them. Get out of the triple world quickly and obtain the teaching of the three vehicles, the Shravaka vehicle, the Pratika Buddha vehicle, and the Buddha vehicle. I now assure you that you will never fail to obtain those vehicles. Exert yourself. Make efforts. With this expedient I caused them to advance. I said to them again, know this, this teaching of the three vehicles is extolled by the saints. This teaching saves you from any attachment to bond and desire. Ride in these three vehicles, eliminate asravas, obtain the five faculties, the five powers, the seven ways to enlightenment, and the eight right ways, and practice dhyana concentrations, emancipations, and samadhis, so that you may be able to enjoy immeasurable peace and pleasure. Shariputta, those who have intelligence, who receive the Dharma by faith after hearing it from a Buddha, from a world-honored one, and who seek nirvana with strenuous efforts in order to get out of this triple world, are called shravakas. They may be likened to the children who left the burning house in order to get the sheep carts. Those who receive the Dharma by faith, after hearing it from a Buddha, from the world-honored one, who seek the self-originating wisdom with strenuous efforts, who wish to have good tranquility and seclusion, and who perfectly understand the causes of all things, are called Pratyeka Buddhas. They may be likened to the children who left the burning house in order to get the deer carts. Those who receive the Dharma by faith after hearing it from the Buddha, from the world-honored one, who strenuously seek the knowledge of all things, the wisdom of the Buddha, the self-originating wisdom, the wisdom to be obtained without teachers, and the insight and powers and fearlessness of the Tathagata, who give peace to innumerable living beings out of their compassion towards them, and who benefit gods and men, that is to say, who save all living beings, are called men of the great vehicle. Bodhisattvas are called Mahasattvas because they seek this vehicle. They may be likened to the children who left the burning house in order to get the bullock carts. Shariputta, seeing that all his children had come out of the burning house safely and reached the carefree place, the rich man remembered that he had immeasurable wealth. So without partiality he gave them each a large cart. I am also a father, the father of all living beings. Seeing that many hundreds of thousands of billions of living beings have come out of the painful, fearful, and rough road of the triple world through the gate of the teachings of the Buddhas and obtained the pleasure of nirvana, I thought, I have the store of the Dharma in which the immeasurable wisdom, powers, and fearlessness of the Buddha are housed. These living beings are all my children. I will give them the great vehicle. I will not cause them to attain extinction by their own ways. I will cause them to attain the extinction of a Tathagata. To those who have left the triple world, I will give the dhyana concentrations, emancipations of the Buddhas for their pleasure. These things are the same nature, the same species. These things are extolled by the saints because these things bring the purest and most wonderful pleasure. Shariputta, the rich man, persuaded his children to come out at first by promising them the gifts of the three kinds of carts, but the carts which he gave them later were the largest and most comfortable carts adorned with treasures. In spite of this, the rich man was not accused of falsehood, neither am I. I led all living beings at first with the teachings of the three vehicles. Now I will save them with the great vehicle. Why is that? It is because if I had given them the teaching of the great vehicle at first directly from my store of the Dharma, in which my immeasurable wisdom, powers, and fearlessness are housed, they would not have received all the Dharma. Shariputta, therefore, know this, the Buddhas divide the one Buddha vehicle into three by their power to employ expedients. Thereupon the Buddha, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathis. I will tell you a parable. A rich man had a manor house. It was old, rotten, broken, and ruined. The house was about to collapse. The lower parts of the pillars were rotten, the beams and ridgepoles tilted and slanting, the foundations and steps broken, the fences and walls corrupt, the plaster of the walls peeling, the rush thatched on the roof falling, the rafters and eaves slipping out of each other, the hedges around the house bent, and refuse and debris scattered all over. In this house lived 500 people. Kites, owls, crested eagles, crows, magpies, doves, pigeons, lizards, snakes, vipers, scorpions, millipedes, wall lizards, centipedes, weasels, badgers, mice, rats, and poisonous vermin were moving about. Maggots and other vermin assembled on the excretions scattered all over in the house. Foxes, wolves, and small foxes were crawling on corpses, biting them, chewing them and dismembering them. Many dogs were scrambling for their prey. Weak and nervous from hunger, they were seeking food here and there. They were fighting with each other, snapping at each other, barking at each other. The house was so dreadful, so extraordinary. Mountain spirits, water spirits, yaskas, and other demons lived here and there. They fed on people and poisonous vermin, while birds and beasts hatched their eggs, suckled and bred. They protected their offspring. Yaskas scrambled for their young, took them and ate them. Having eaten to their heart's content, they became more violent. They fought with each other. With their shrieks were dreadful. The demons called Kumbandas crouched on the ground or jumped a foot or two above the ground. They walked to and fro and played at their will. They seized the dogs by their legs or hit them until they lost their voices and held their feet against their necks. They enjoyed seeing them frightened. Some demons, tall, large, naked, black, and thin, lived in this house. They were crying for food with loud and evil voices. The necks of some demons were as slender as needles. The heads of some demons were like that of a cow. They ate people or dogs. Their hair was disheveled like mugwort's. They were cruel and dangerous, always hungry and thirsty. They were running about shrieking. Yaskas, hungry spirits, and wild birds and beasts were unbearably hungry. They were looking out the windows in all directions for food. The house was so dangerous, so dreadful. This old and rotten house was owned by a man. Shortly after he went out to the place in the neighborhood, fires broke out suddenly in the house. Raging flames came out of all sides at the same time. The ridges, rafters, beams, pillars burst, quaked, split, broke, and fell. The fences and walls also fell. All the demons yelled. The eagles, crested eagles, and other birds and Kumbandas were frightened and perplexed. They did not know how to get out of the house. The wild beast and poisonous vermin hid themselves in holes. In that house also lived a demon called Pisacacus. Because they had few merits and virtues, they suffered from the fire. They killed each other, drank blood, and ate flesh. The small foxes were already dead. Large wild beasts rushed at them and ate them. Ill-smelling smoke rose and filled the house. The centipedes, millipedes, and poisonous snakes were driven out of their holes by the fire and eaten by the Kumbanda demons. The hair of the hungry spirits caught fire with hunger, thirst, and burning. The spirits ran about in agony and dismay. The house was so dreadful. In that house, there were poisonings, killings, and burnings. There were many dangers, not just one. At that time, the householder was standing outside the gate. He heard a man say to him, "Some time ago, your children entered this house to play. They are young and ignorant. They are engrossed in playing." Hearing this, the man was frightened. He rushed into the burning house. In order to save them from burning to death, he told them of the dangers of the house. "There are demons and poisonous vermin here. Flames have already spread all over. Many sufferings are coming one after another endlessly. There are poisonous snakes, lizards, vipers, yaskas, Kumbanda demons, small foxes, foxes, dogs, crested eagles, eagles, kites, owls, and centipedes here. They are unbearably hungry, thirsty. They are dreadful. These sufferings are difficult to avoid. Worse still, there's a big fire." Though the children heard this warning, they were still engrossed in playing. They did not stop playing because they were ignorant. The rich man thought, "They're ignorant. My anxiety deepens. There is nothing pleasant in this house. But they are engrossed in playing. They do not listen to me. They will be burned to death." At that time, he thought of an expedient. He said to them, "I have many kinds of toys. They are beautiful carts made of wonderful treasures. There are sheep carts, deer carts, and large bullock carts. They're outside the gate. Come out. I made those carts for you. Play with them as you like." Hearing of the carts from him, they ran out, striving to be first and reach the open place. They were now free from the sufferings. Seeing them come out of the burning house to the safe crossroads, he sat on the lion-like seat and said to the others with joy, "I'm happy. These children are difficult to bring up. They are young and ignorant. They entered the dangerous house. In that house were many poisons, vermin, and many dangerous mountain spirits. Raging flames of big fires rose from the four sides of the house at the same time. But my children were engrossed in playing. Now I saved them from the dangers. Therefore I'm happy." The children saw their father sitting in peace. They came to him and said, "Give us three kinds of jeweled carts that you promised us. You said, 'Come out and I will give you the three kinds of cards as you like. Now is the time for that. Give them to us now. He was a very rich man. He had many storehouses. He had many large carts adorned with treasures such as gold, silver, lapis lazuli, shell, and agate. The carts were beautifully adorned. Railings were put around them. Bells were hanging from the four sides with ropes of gold. The carts were roofed with nets of pearls, garlands, and golden flowers were hanging on all sides. Other ornaments of fabrics of diverse colors encircled the bodies of the carts. Bedding was made of soft cloth. The bedding was covered with the most wonderful woolen fabrics. They were bright, white, pure, and clean, worth hundreds of thousands of millions. Large white bullocks, fat, stout, powerful, and beautiful in their build, were yoked to the jeweled carts. The carts were also guarded by many attendants. The rich man gave to each of his children one of these carts. The children danced with joy. They drove these jeweled carts in all directions. They were happy and delighted. Nothing could stop their joy. The Buddha said to Shariputta, "I am like the Father. I am the saint of saints. I am the father of the world. All living beings are my children. They are deeply attached to the pleasures of the world. They have no wisdom. The triple world is not peaceful. It is like a burning house. It is full of sufferings. It is dreadful. There are always the sufferings of birth, old age, disease, and death. They are like flames raging endlessly. I have left the burning house of the triple world. I am tranquil, peaceful, in a bower, in a forest." Here ends day 6.